as long as another person benefited from him. So here too. So he says, so that's a pshat. One washing in the mirror. Being loud waiting for the Alpha Pechendashon is not okay, he doesn't modify. Being loud going in Chobin Venetian Israel, but it modifies what Lamasi is amazing. Even though an attachment was levied as in the Chosin, but Anima still benefit from him. So the Mele, he has a need. Alright, that's one washing. Then another pshat in the mirror, a remarkable washing, and it appears as if the Miri had been written in modern times, under modern conditions, in the United States. So he says, the Yisbeinim, he says, שבזמן שבסמיד השקיים, הויונסי שיקרי ומסחטרי, אחשו, הצדוקו ומדסו ומקיימי, ויזבנים, שכל עודו מיעוטות לנקס מומני למסים ולתשחירס. So, a person, whether there was such a system in the medieval ages, that the government recognized a charity deduction, money that one wants to give to charity so he will not have to pay a tax on it. Because the pshat of the meal in this Gemara is based upon that tzara. In other words, that a person has to give taxes to the government. But whatever he gives away for aniyim, so that is deducted, he doesn't have to pay taxes for the government. So the Gemara is saying as follows. So Mar Gemara, Achshav Shei Misavit Hashkayo Meisik Zokomut. So in other words, if a Jew has the sense, the understanding, that he has to give stock, regardless of his taxes situation. So there, that's the ideal situation. But suppose we love, but if he doesn't have that sense of giving stock to Ali, so then he'll have to give the money. Because he'll have to give it away for taxes. But in order to avoid the taxes, not evade the taxes, but avoid the taxes, so he decided, why should I give away to the government $10,000? I can give it away to Ani. I'll give it away to Tzedakah. So then, the government will not take it from me because I'll get a deduction. And that is the motive as to why he gives to Ani. So even so, the Abba became Nechshav and Mizor. If a person, so gives to Ani, it's okay. Not because he wants to help out Ani, he would never think of giving to Ani, but he knows that if he doesn't give to Ani, so that money will be taken away by the Chovin. So he decides to give it to Ani. So even though his motive is not sublime, but he's still becoming his Zoki. This is how, so according to the second pshat, the Ba'avah of the Kinesh of Yitzhakim modifies the boy named Kechobim Benikl in Israel. So it's a remarkable pshat. So the Miri, I don't think that in the Miri's days there was such a law. This is a modern concept, of giving a deduction even in the United States. So that was only adapted very late. It didn't exist. This deduction didn't exist all the time. But really, the Chochmah said, he thought of that pshat in the Gemara. So he says, V'rotoleima, Adha pishe nashu nizok, V'rotoleima, Shab, B'vaymes ha-mas, Kishu neisne b'nemones, Yeish b'itzad zoki, והוא שמנקי חלק עני, אוי שמתרקח ני סימפונות ועני משרחה. ויש לי פורשים בוי, דני פרד פשט. ואבא מכי נחשב ומזוקי, what's the third פשט? ויש לי פורשים בי, שהוא נחשב ומזוקי כשנקב לניסי בשמחה, ויסיינו עם אל גלוסון, נחביד השם, אפילו לנוסה מבסחס, אלא מיד, Hoyu bin Hakil, Nitzdal Bechesh bin Noho, Harin Zin Yotzu Yudichim. So that the third shot is, it means, the Abba became, the Rav Hoyu Nit Chom Nekron Yisrael, Nekron Yisrael, in other words, it means, if a Jew doesn't give Zloke, so then, if Chomim will take it away from him, not in the form of taxes. That is not an English. But if he doesn't give his doke, so he will become involved with the Vichovi for something wrong that he did. If he gives doke, so there the doke is the schus that will be made in him against anything wrong that he did. It's unborn Yasativul Yachto. So many times a Jew becomes involved in legal trouble. But if he gives doke, so there is a tochet that he will not have trouble from the government. But if he doesn't give tochet, then there is no tochet. And if there is no tochet, so then no probability he will have trouble from the government. And the government will impose a penalty upon him and take away monetary penalty upon him that he should give money to the Vichovi. But if at the time when the penalty is imposed by the government upon him, he is mikabel of the habit, and he understands that the reason as to why he has this trouble is because he didn't give zloke. So then, in other words, if at the time when he has trouble, so he realizes that he has trouble because he didn't give zloke, so then it will be considered as if he gave zloke. So he says, v'yesh liboshi, כשהוא נחשב להם לצדוקה כשמקבל איזה בשמחו ויסנטרי נעיל גולוסון בכביד השם. בכביד השם. All right. So these are the three pshotים that we have mentioned.
Shir Mem Dalad and Bava Basra, Chav Dalad, Teve Zaytov, Shin Mem,
January 13, 1980, on Sunday. So, Rashi explained that. So actually, kikya lekua bepidnik shlo yikhin abo soin chitim b'zeh b'yir lepudni chotzi ka shahzeh on memches pudyinim v'abo soin memches chto yikabi v'achon bo nishu teichen vei v'umichet nishu mistak ya mechza harei shenisim kikya shal vei v'aka bepidnik. So the kikya is a vei v'aka, and that is shisha beitzi, and that is mozen shnitzuri. So in other words, the only who travels, who keeps on traveling from city to city, so that's called Aniyei Eilon. They don't stay in one city regularly. So when an Oni stops off in a certain city and comes to the Tamchefon, so then the Tamkapon has to give him two meals, a minimum of two meals. So Vikoshemri, the very kokisri mashma, shehuri gyus, the ike sude bade, the koma rosso, the chyozeumilavinale sude bade. In other words, that the practice was that to give this oni or even mokimoke enough meal so that he'll always have an extra meal with him. An extra meal with him. What's the purpose? The purpose is, even though he just finished eating, but he has to have a meal with him on the way. Because in the day when Mishayeshwe passed this hour, in Mishayeshwe passed this hour. So, she will give us the Kesudabade, the Kabarosa of the Chiozeo, will have been away Surabadi. In other words, best let's make sure that the only who is able to mock him should always have one meal with him, even though he just ate and he keeps some going. So he has to have one meal with him. If he was allowed to make it off, we came one reason which needs to make this. So, we are not talking of in person only or even mocking and mocking. Mikika Bipidia, that means two Sudanese. We are not dealing with an Oni who just started his Oni profession. So, we are dealing with an Oni who has been in practice for some time. So, Mele, that means that right now he has an extra meal with him. He has an extra meal with him. Yes. So this discussion is, why would those Besdin have to give him at least two meals? Now instead of have three meals, because unless he's the only who just became initiated into that profession of being an Oni. But we're not dealing with such an Oni. So this is not his first stop. So he already was in another city before, and they gave him an extra meal. So now he has an extra meal with him. So why do we have to give him two meals? Then we'll have three meals. Why is it necessary to give him to provide him with three meals? So he says, because of the very good case in Basha Shuri to the case of the Bade, the common also in the house of the Bade, the case of the Bade, the Chiyo is allowed to make it, they should be called empty handed. We came one more day, some stay two days, die with the Achaz. So let us give him just one meal. And one meal he has. So I used to the Bade, the Chomiyat, to the Sunday that he has with him. He meet right now. In other words, the practice was that so when they stayed over in a certain city, when they stayed overnight in a certain city, so when did they proceed on the journey at dawn? And they came to the Tamcha house. There was a certain place where they distributed the Tamcha. And they came to the Tamcha house after sunrise they came to the Tamcha house, and there they distributed breakfast to all the Amin in the Tamcha house. So this discussion is, why do we have to give him in the Tamcha house two meals? After all, he already has one meal with him, so let him eat that meal that he had with him in the dark house, so we'll have his breakfast. And then we should give him another meal. We'll give him another meal. So that is like a usually kebade, usually you'll have him. And this is in the cashier's room, that just as in the dark house, they serve. As I mentioned last time, we see that Bisman Chazal. So there were only two meals. Two meals. There were no sir. Today we speak of three meals. Breakfast, lunch, supper. But Bisman Chazal, there were only two meals. In other words, breakfast and supper. One in the morning, that's called Pashachis, and one in the evening. And that's all. There was no lunch. So the male takes Kashi here, and takes us in the Kashi Yom. That the Tamcha house did not only distribute breakfast meals in the morning, but it also distributed tzapos in the evening for all the Aniyei. We are only talking of the Aniyei. We are not talking about the Aniyei, because the Aniyei, they receive the regular salary every week, every Friday, so they receive the regular salary. So we are talking only Tamche accommodated Dani Eilo. Dani Moeben Moki Moki. So this is the Kashi Esyon, that just as the Tamche from distributed to Dani Eilo every morning, so they also distributed to Dani Eilo at night. Those Dani who stayed overnight those Ami'eivom who stayed overnight in a certain city. So there were two distributions. There was one distribution in the morning, and there was one distribution at night. So the Leila discussion is, so why do we say that in the morning, so the Tamche has to give, the Tamche, the Gabuim of the Tamche house have to give two Sudis to every Oni of the Ani Eilo, since he has one Sudi with him. One Sudi with him, as it appears from the Gevorin Shabbos. So Leila it should be enough for the Gabuim of the Tamche house to give the Oni, every Oni of the Ani Eilo, one meal. So the Sudi that he has with him, he will eat right now. And then, and at night, in case he decides to stay here overnight, so he'll get another Sudeh, he'll come again to the Tamcha house, and he'll get another Sudeh. And this Sudeh that we will give him now, so that he'll have with him, the next morning, at dawn, when he decides to proceed on his journey. So then he'll be provided, he will not be hungry. That's the discussion. So this discussion was based upon the premise that in the Tamcha house distributes meals to Ani Eilom at night too, not only in the morning. So that's why this says, Vimke woman is no ishti sudeis, daimu bisu da achas, hayi sude dike badei, yichu miyad, hu sude shemis la achso, yilechenu ime. And if he stays overnight, so then at the night, so then he'll get again. Vinirli, so then Taisa says, no, then the Tamcha life, that the distribution in the Tamcha house takes place only in the morning. At night, there is no distribution of meals. In other words, the Tamcha house is not even open at night. So, then the Chalkin Tamcha life, we fish in Yechim, the Hapkin, we mean Nosne, we mean Loy Nosne. In other words, because Bisman Chazal also, there was very little light at night. So the Mele, that's why the practice was instituted that at night the Tamcha house doesn't distribute any meals. So the Mele, when does the distribution of the meals take place in the Tamcha house? Only in the morning. So the Mele, they had to give him two, that every only or even Moki when he comes in the morning, around sunrise time, to the Tamcha house. So he has one meal with him, and that meal he can eat in the Tamcha house, but he has to be given two extra meals. One, in case he stays overnight here, so he'll have a meal for supper, and another meal when he decides the next morning at dawn to proceed to another town. So we'll have Masbi Saleh, he'll have one meal. We need to read in the Chalki Tamcha Elayim, we should be able to have one meal, so we'll have one meal. We have Mashma, we come up, Lord, they say, Panos Asmine. So in other words, so if any of you are even walking in Moke, so it had to be provided with sleeping accommodations. In other words, there was a certain house where all the Ami, however, in Moke, in Moke, were able to sleep. So in other words, so it only mentions Lon Nasnale Pamas Asline. Why doesn't the Gemara say Lon Nasnale Sude Sude Slilo? Apparently there was no distribution of Sudes at night. There was only a distribution of Sudes in the morning, but no distribution of Sudes at night. But even only there was sleeping accommodation, so there was a certain house, you know, like a motel, where every that was reserved for the Ani Eilo. So every Oni who had to sleep, the Ani Eilo. So, I mean, because the Ani Eilo, so they were accommodated separately, you see. So they were accommodated with apartments, or they had regular apartments. But the Ani Eilo, so they had to be accommodated in a certain motel, in a certain inn, where they could sleep overnight. So why would we want to say long? Basically, Sudas Lailo? The answer is, there was no distribution of Sudas Lailo at night. So the distribution took place only in the morning. The chimas will come over this, come to sleep, and for his Abu Puyu Bisatye, now it's in bed and linen. Abu Kikam in Israel, it doesn't say they sleep. They sleep soon as life. Only Kach they sleep, they sleep. Sheikh Lachas Balaylo, the Achas Limocho. And what does he eat at breakfast? The Sudeh that he, that was given in the previous stop. In the previous stop, so they gave it. So, the Chiozo, Lachas Limocho, the Chiozo, Lach Berekenos. The time of the Bino, and Shalil Echeiko, they take him and be Sheikh Shalipas Bisale, we be Sheikhwe, we were here all of Kokach, Ablain with Fosh, the Atach, Sheikh Yagia bin Ayudi, we are here with Malachel. So, in other words, so we still say, we cannot say that the reason as to why we give him two suits. Even though he always says one suit with him. So the time is, because we anticipate the possibility, maybe on one stop he will not even find any Jews, and then he will not be accommodated. In other words, so in Zman Chazal, so apparently in every Jewish city, there were accommodations. There were accommodations for Anim Ba'evim walking up. Anim Ba'evim walking. But certain cities, he didn't know, he doesn't know, he doesn't have a map. So he just stops off, he keeps on going, and then he sees there is issue, he stops off. But maybe he'll stop off in one sit down, and there will not be Jews. There will not be many Jews. Or there won't be any Jews at all. So the Mele, he will not be accommodated. So, but he has to eat. So the Mele, we have to give him an extra meal in order that in case he happens to stop off at his city where there are no Jews, he'll have a meal anyway with it. So, I believe for a time shall be a kid in a hood. We have in my lechel, the chashino lehoche, for your literally show me to this. Ki gam balaylo leitnu, after she agia bin ayudi, she in the chal ki tamcha balaylo. In other words, Tetsu, because Tetsus holds that balaylo, there is no distribution of tamcha. So, one of Shech, if we have to accommodate every oni, or even mokim, to such an extent that even if he happens to stop off in a city where there are no Jews, he'll still have food provision. So then the Tamche Fund should give him every morning three sudes. Ve'ilema, dileima mechalki. Dileima mechalki, in other words, not as they said, that at night there is no distribution of meals. For the Aniyah, but there is. Oh, so then the question arises: so why do we have to give him? Why does he have? Why do we have to give him in the Tamcha house every in the morning 2 sudes? So let him give him just one. Ukach meisim shtayim di chayshinon shemo yagia bin ayudim shteibon in ame, because we have to anticipate the possibility that maybe he on 2 stops he won't find any Jews. In Amel Hashimon Elmi Pamachas, Vashmiyon Eistwe Kedishen Paz Bisale, Din Kei, Heichekom Ahosom Dima Avimu Leimi Suda Achas, Bade, Vim Yesh Lochesh, Shemo Lo Yagi Abin Ayudim, Hoyo Loimite Ishtayim. So, Monopshah, so then, we should give him two sudes on the way. From the morning Shabbos it appears that the gaboyim of the Tamche only had to make sure that every only okay should have one sude on the way. But if we have to anticipate the possibility maybe he'll stop off in a place where there are no Jews, and perhaps 2 stops there won't be Jews. So then we should make sure that he'll have 2 sudas with him whenever he leaves a certain town. So how is it that the Gemara says in Shabbos that the Gaboyim only have to make sure that when the Oni that the one who leaves that one, he should have one meal with him. Why just one meal with him? So, why? Because in order to that he should have Pasbisale. But maybe when he stops off in a certain city, so there won't be any Jews, and he'll have to eat it. And then he won't have any other meal with him. He will not have Pasbisale. So then that will multiply his loneliness if he doesn't have his feeling of loneliness. If he doesn't have Pasbisale, so we see from that we don't have to anticipate. Maybe he'll stop off in a city where there are no Jews. Apparently, in every city there are Jews. In every city there are Jews. This is a remote possibility that he'll stop off, even though the Oni has no map. He doesn't know which city there are Jews and which city not. But we can take it for granted that in every city there are Jews. And if there are Jews, and Jews are Rachmanim, they are Rachmanim. So in other words, we will not forsake. Shabbas leisnu leimozim sholishutis. Now, if it's all talking about aniyim, we're not talking about aniyei hoyia, because aniyei hoyia, so they used to get provision every week, every Friday. They received the regular salary. So in other words, what it means, the setup was that aniyei hoyia used to get regular relief for food, for clothing, and they used to get an apartment. I mean, so all that has reference to aniyei eimo. Aniyei hoyia, so they didn't. They received the regular salary. So suppose one of the aniyei eimo stayed over Shabbos in a certain city. So then, Shabbos basically was in Shabbos. So on Shabbos, the Tam Chefon gave him three meals. So that now, in line with this Teisves, so Teisves is explaining the Gemara that it means, when were the three Sudas given to him? When were the three Sudas given to him? That, so he says, Shabbos afternoon. Not Shabbos, not Friday, the three Sudas. So he says, Peirush, Bishovas Bitzorayim, Eison Shtei Sudas, Shenosamli Espeil, because as far as the Suda of Friday night is concerned, and as far as the Suda of Shabbos morning is concerned. Now the practice was that the distribution of meals in the Tamcha house took place early in the morning. So the Mele, any Oni of the Aniyei Eimo who stopped off in the Tamcha house Friday morning at sunrise. That was, as the Maram explains, I mean, the derech was to make the distribution of meals at sunrise. Because Yitzi Odom before all they were, because he had the oil. So in other words, so the Aniyim themselves, they started their day also at sunrise. Yitzi Odom before all they were, because he had the oil. So the Mele, the distribution of the meals on Friday took place Friday morning. And when a certain one stopped off Friday morning in the Tamcha house, he had one meal with him that was given to him in the previous stop. So the Mele, so Friday morning, when he stopped off in the Tamcha house, so he had one meal. So that one meal that he had with him, so that he ate, that was his breakfast Friday morning. And then he was given two sudas. So these two sudas, he was able to use. He was able to use one meal he ate Friday night and one meal Shabbos morning. Like this, he is given two meals in case he keeps on traveling. From town to town, he should have one meal on the way. But someone if she, certain Aniyeiro who stopped on the town house Friday morning at sunrise, so they decided to go to another city. So they're not here for Shabbos. So now here we are dealing with an Oni who decided to stay Shabbos in this city. So that means he didn't need a Sude because of Pasbisawa, because he stayed here Shabbos, and Shabbos is not going, we are not dealing with Anim who are Mechal Shabbos. So we are dealing with Anim who observe Shabbos. So Mele, Shabbos is not going to proceed further. And he was given, so the Oni who decided to stay Shabbos in a certain city, so he was given Friday morning two cities. Besides the meal that he had, that he was given in the previous stop. So he had two suddes. He was given Friday morning. So one meal he used Friday night, and the other meal he used Shabbos morning. Now he comes to the town house, and there he gets three suddes. So what is the three suddes? One sudde for Sudde Shlishis. For Sudde Shlishis. And one Sude for Mitzoy Shabbos, because again, Tesef Reshitose, there was no distribution of meals at night. So he's getting Shabbos afternoon, he's getting three meals. One meal to be used at Shabbos Shudes, at Sudde Shlishis. And a second meal for Lavalke, at night. And then the third meal, because if he decides to proceed on his journey, when will he proceed on his journey? At dawn, Sunday morning. So he has to have Pasbisawa. And then he'll arrive in the town house in the next city, and there he'll get two more meals. So he says, Beirut, Shabbat Yisrael, Eisen Shri Sudi, Shinosom Yesmi, Ben of Shabbos, Ochlil Shabbos, Shabbos Achas. Vishon Shri 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 And the Gaboyim and the other city will give him two more meals. Veila, Vikosho Raja, Hodit Nami Sahaspe, Umai Solidary Kokisve, Mishi Yeshwe Mozik Shne Sudis Bibe, say, Loyite Natamche. So if one has Mozik Shne Sudis Bibe, say, so he is one of Daniel. He's not the only who lives in a certain city. He keeps on traveling from city to city. So me, Sheish Moses, he should be say, "Lo yitel min atam." So he is not allowed to take. He is not entitled. It's not a question of being allowed. He is not entitled to take from the tamche because he is already, because the tamche fund is for those who need the sudes of that particular day. It's reserved. The Tamche fund is reserved for the Ani Moim Mokimoki. And they have to be accommodated with the meals of the day. Of one day. Because the next day will be somewhere else. So why should we accommodate him with meals for the next day when in all probability he'll be somewhere else? And suppose he doesn't go, he decides to stay 4 days, so then he'll come again and he'll be entitled. So if a certain one has two meals, so then the Gaboyim don't have to give him any meals from the Tamchev, because he already has the meals for the day. And again, because the Bisman Chazal, there was no such thing as three meals a day. Two meals a day, not three meals a day. This is a modern invention, three meals a day. So, because of Rajbo, hold it down. You hold it down, Mr. Spayo, my spiritual kiss. Me, she is the Moses, she is the base. Lo yitil na tamche, va mai, ho echo, tiechom yacht. Vi echo, va mai, lo. So why? Now, because Balaimo, it's all cases you're discussing, that there was no distribution of meals at night in the Tamcha house. So why does the Mishnah say in Mesechas Peyer, Gemara in Shabbos, that if one has provision for two meals, he's not entitled to get from the Tamchefon, but he should get from the Tamchefon in order to accommodate every only Eilon. So we must make sure that when he keeps on, when he decides to proceed on his journey, he should have one meal with him, in order he shouldn't be any pasbi salary, because that will imbue him with a feeling of frustration and loneliness if he doesn't have one meal with him. So Pamayo Kikos. It's all with forage, a very simple tarot. The Mosesh, the Sudi, the Koma, Haim, and Loni, the Association of Echon Yah. In other words, every Oni, except those Ani who started to their Oni profession in this particular sin. But any other Oni, so, who didn't start the profession of Oni in this particular sin, always had an extra meal with him, because that was the procedure. So mainly when we say that if anyone has two meals, then he's not entitled to get any meals from the Tamchefon, it means if he has two meals over and above the one meal that everyone has. So in other words, altogether three meals. So then he's not entitled to get any meals from the Tamchefon. All right. So we follow the Moshe to the Koma, and we go in the Shish Lechunia. Vintema. Shobas are my nesli shorish sudeis. Vach mas fissen rabai tiri. Diktor the Reich she kom in Shish Lechunia. You know it sudeis. Lo yitlu na kupo. Now kupo was a fund that was reserved for the Ioia. But there were special funds. There was one fund out of which every only got relief for food. And there was a one fund out of which every Oni got a certain allowance for clothing, ksus. And there was another fund where every Oni of the city got an allowance for an apartment. So kupo represents the fund out of which every Oni Oi was accommodated with relief for food. So he received the regular salary every Arab Shabbos. That was payday for Dani, every Arab Shabbos. So the melee, so the Gemara says, this is a Mishnah pay. And the ratio of that Mishnah pay says, call Mishnah Shlimozi with our 2 days, Loyitel, Minakum. In other words, so the Kupo fund was given every Friday. So every Friday. Now, sometimes you have certain Ani. You have certain Ani who 1 week they are Ani as far as food is concerned. As food is concerned. Now, what can be an Oni on the food level and not an Oni on the shoes level? It might be you might have certain Ani who have, let's say, in the closet, maybe 100 suits. So they're not Ani on the clothing level. And let's say, you might have Ani who have their own houses. So they're not Ani on the water level. But on the food level, they are Ani. So the Kupo was the fund that accommodated all the Ani with food, with relief for food. So in other words, how many again? What was the usual practice of people to eat a day? How many meals a day? Two meals a day. Now, Shabbos, there is a mitzvah of Shomish Sudeis, but that's a mitzvah. But that's only because of the mitzvah. But as far as the physical needs of an individual is concerned, so can you say that on Shabbos the physical needs are more than on a weekday? So in the same need. So since the practice of people was to eat two meals a day, not three, So mainly, as far as the material need of a Jew was concerned, so on Shabbos too, how many meals were considered a necessity? A necessity. Two meals. The fact that on Shabbos you have to eat three meals, that's a mitzvah. But it has nothing to do with the material necessities of a person. So the mele, so who was considered an oni for the kupo allowance? One who did not have the necessary meals for the week. What was the minimum of necessary meals for a week? Two meals per day. So 7 days, seven times two, so it's 14 meals. So the Mishnah says that Shabbat, so the Mishnah says that Mishnah, Mose, you dalet 2 days, lo yitim nakupo. So if a certain one has in his home 40 meals, so that means that this Friday is not considered. Next Friday might be an oni, but this Friday he is not considered an oni, because an oni is one who doesn't have the minimum required meals. What is the minimum required meals for a person, for an average person? 2 meals a day. So 14 meals. So if any oni has already 14 meals in his house, let's say his relative sent him food that is enough for 40 meals, so then he is not entitled to get any meals, to get any allowance this particular week from the cooker fund. From the cooker fund. So the question is this. Now, so Gemara asks the kasha. Why does the Mishnah say that if somebody has at his home 14 meals, so he's not entitled to any allowance that particular Friday from the Cooper Fund? But after all, he's a Jew and he's mechuyev to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shalish Sudes too. Now there is a machlekes in Gemara and Shabbos between Rabbonan and Rab Chibke. Rabbonan say that every Jew is mechuyev to eat 3 meals on Shabbos. Friday night, 1 meal, Shabbos morning, another meal, and Shabbos afternoon, a third. Rab Chibke says that every Jew is mechuyev to eat on Shabbos 4 meals. It's a question how we darshan the pasuk. The pasuk in Bishalach in connection with the month. So according to Rab Chibke, according to Rab Chibke, there is a chiyuv of 4 sudas, of eating 4 sudas. So the Gemara asks the kasha, how does the Mishnah pay a say that if any oni has 40 meals, so that week, that Friday, he is not entitled to any allowance from the kupe, but according to Rabbanon, so it should say if one has 15 meals, if one has 50 meals, and according to Reb Chibke, the Mishnah should say if one has 60 meals, because after all, he has to eat. True, as far as the material needs of the oni are concerned, so there is no need of 3 meals Shabbos. But the fact is there is a mitzvah of Shalishudes, so he has to eat it. And if the Tamche Fund will not give it to him, so then what do we have to do? He'll be mechuyev to go rapsochim, to go from house to house and collect pennies until we'll have a 50th meal or a 60th meal, according to Rab Chibke. So the mele, it should be the obligation of the Kupe Fund, of the Gaboyim of the Kupe Fund, to accommodate him with all the meals, so that he will not have to humiliate himself by collecting over the door, over the houses. So that's the function of the Kupe Fund. In other words, to provide every oni so that he'll have enough food with dignity, not without humiliation and indignity. So why does the Mishnah say, Mishayeshle, Mose, Yudalet Sudeisli Tunakupo? He should say, according to Rabbanon, Mishayeshle, Mose, Teskop Sudeis, Litunakupo. And according to Rab Chibke, he should say, Mishle, Mose, Tezayin Sudeis, Litunakupo. So he wanted, why? Because even if he has 14 Sudeis, but he doesn't have this for the Suda Shlishis and Shabbos. Now he's mechuyev to be kind of mitzvah shalosh shudes. So what will have to do? I mean, so his alternative will be to get money for the 15 Suda by going to the houses of the people. Well, that will humiliate him. So the Kupor should accommodate him with that Suda too. What are we saying? The Kupor is not mechuyev to accommodate him so that he will not have to collect. So then the Kupor should accommodate him with any means. So when the Kupor is saying, Yisroel Rachmanit, Nei Rachmanit, there are 1,000 Jews here in the city, you go from house to house and you get. The answer is, that's the obligation of the Kupor to accommodate him, not to force him. Doesn't mean has to show him that Aziz Shabbat was some skill once wrote that if somebody cannot make a living, so he cannot accept any job unless he works in Shabbos, so some skill years ago. So they mentioned this Gemara, Aziz Shabbat Rochel does not mean has to show him that he's allowed to do anything that is Zosra or even Muslim Rabbono. So there was a certain rabbi, I don't want to mention his name, he was also in Moscow. He's a sheikh in Opal, and he was a big mosque and a big yabba. So he was mati. I mean, of course, that was a parable mikshu. So he was mati, a Jew who cannot, in those days, let's say, 50 years ago, so when it was mamish impossible to get a job, you know, if someone refused to work at Shabbos, so he was mati to keep the store open on Shabbos as long as he will not write till we refrain from Lohe the Reise. Of course, that was a terrible mirshom, a very well-known law, I mean, in America. So, Asei Shabbat Vochei Vavitor Vavriyes means that the Rav Akiva says that if there are two alternatives for a Jew, either not to eat at all on Shabbat, just to eat, I mean, he has to live, so he'll just eat a piece of bread or and water, or even without bread, even without pasta, he'll have potatoes to eat. So, or the other alternative is to collect from people. So Rabbi Akiva says, Asei Shabbat Chocheil what is all about this. In other words, if someone doesn't have any money for Shabbos, to make Shabbos, so he is not mechuyev to ask people for money, for a donation. So in other words, he is potter of the mitzvah of Sholei Shudis. He is potter of the mitzvah of Sholei Shudis. So mainly that mission in pay that says that if someone has 14 sudas, so then he's not entitled to any allowance from the Kufa Forum, accords with Rabakim. Because if he has enough money for 14 sudas, so that means that he is already provided with the necessities, with the necessary meals. He is not accommodated, he is not provided with the third Sudeh on Shabbos, but he is not required to go to and collect. So Mimele is not entitled to any allowance from the Kupepo. So Mintein, Shoba Samani Yisroi Shomu Sudeh is Vah Mas Nisro Gadaki, Iktor Nore Shikho Mishi Yishnu Mosin Yudale Sudeh is Lo Yidom Nakup. Upor bevele kol kitzvei akei lishman. I rabonon chabei sarab. I rab chidke domar. I rab chidke shitza. Umshan oman rabakim. Domar asei shabach vachei lomar tisuach vabriyes. So the question is, why do we say? So this part of the mission, Shabbos, neisnu imosin shomishulis, that is part of the same mission, the ratio of which accords with Rav Akiva. If the ratio of the Mishneh accords with Rav Akiva, so the sefer of the Mishneh also accords with Rav Akiva. And so why does the sefer of the Mishneh say, why does the sefer of the Mishneh say, Shomas, if Hamir Eilom? So he stays over Shabbos in a certain city, so then he's entitled to three sudas. Why? In order to have to be accommodated with so many sudas, but after all, this Mishneh accords with Rav Akiva. So, according to Rav Akiva, we say, Asei Shabbat Vachil Ot Yitzorach Lebriyes. So, maybe he's not mechuyev to eat three sudas on Shabbos. Two sudas he has to eat. He has to eat on Sunday and Monday. So, Shabbos is not Yoma. That's mitzad, the physical necessity. But the third sudas shlichis, so, if he doesn't have any money, so, and only his potter according to Rav Akiva. So why does the Tavchefon give him three sudas? Does he give him three sudas? So the Tavchefon should give him only two sudas. So he'll have one sudas, he'll have at Mitzvah Shabbos, because that's a necessity every day, a sudas at night. And the other sudas he'll take with him the next morning, Sunday morning, when he proceeds on his journey. So Teisa says, in the year of Hashbor, the Bishmiz of the Shabbos in the house will be retail. And the Bishmiz of the retail, Neitil Gavmiz of the Shabbos. So Teisa says, over there, in regard to all your year, who already has 14 Sudas, so except, so in other words, if not for the mitzvah of Sholei Sudas, so he wouldn't be considered an oni. So why should he be considered an oni? Because of the mitzvah of Sudas Shlishis. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Asei Shabbat Chocheil, Valdistorach Lebriyes. Mashiach came. So it's a special header for someone who cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Sholei Sudas and Shabbos unless he humiliates himself by accepting relief. for accepting charity, accepting relief. So it's a special haircut. He's potter of solutions. Mashiki, this oni. So Mashiki, this oni. So if it is Mashiki, so Mele Rabbi Akiva says in the Reishe, that Mishiesh Limozi Yudalit Sudeis. So if not for the mitzvah of Shalish Sudeis, he wouldn't be considered an oni. An oni, by definition, in regard to Kupo, to an allowance from Kupo, is one who does not have the necessary minimum meals for the week. But what is the necessary, the minimum number of meals for a week for a person? 40 meals, 2 meals a day. So Mele, if not for the mitzvah of Shalish Sudeis, he's not an oni. So only because of the mitzvah of Shalish Sudeis he should be considered an oni. So we apply Rav Akiva's deen that Aseh Shabbat Ochevat Historical Priyas. So Mele, sins without the mitzvah of Shalish Sudeis wouldn't be an oni. He'll only become an oni if he'll be mechuyev in Shalish Sudeis. So he's not mechuyev, he's supporter of Shalish Sudeis. Mashiach Kim, he is an oni anyway. He's entitled to take from the Tamchem. So he does it. So it's not because of the mitzvah of Shalish Sudeis that he has to humiliate himself and get support from the tzedakah fund. He has to humiliate himself anyway because he doesn't have anything. The question is how much will he get? So here it's not a question about historical priests. Historical priests is Rabbi Akiva only says Asei Shabbat Rocheyo. Asei Shabbat Rocheyo. So in other words, if in order to provide for Shabbos, to fulfill the mitzvah of Enek Shabbos, he has to be in Yitzchak Lebriyes, so it's a heter, so it's a ptur for the oni. He's not mechuyev of Enek Shabbos. He's not mechuyev in the Sune Shabbos. But here, he is an oni. So he has to resort to Tzeir HaBriyes anyway. And the question is, how many meals? So we say, since he's mechuyev, he's a Jew like any other Jew. So he's mechuyev to have 3 meals on Shabbos. So that's also a tzeracha. That's also a tzeracha. Only if he's potter of Shalish Sudeis. So when is he potter of Shalish Sudeis? If as a result of the chiyuv, he'll have to resort to the tzeracha bris, to accommodation by people. But here, he has to resort to accommodation by people anyway. He has no meals. So there is no more humiliation involved in taking 3 meals than in taking 2 meals. So Mele, he has no ptur of Shalish Sudeis. If he has no ptur of Shalish Sudeis, so Mele, he has to be accommodated with all his needs. So he has to get 3 Sudeis. He has to get 3 Sudeis. Now, the question is, why does the Gemara say that according to Rav Akiva, who says, Asei Shabbat Rochel, Valtit Storich Labriyeis, Asei Shabbat Rochel, Valtit Storich Labriyeis, so then he has to, so if an oni has 40 meals, he's not entitled that week to any allowance from the Kupen. Why? Because he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev to each other. He's potter of Shabbos. So if he's potter of Shabbos, so Shabbos is like any other day. It's like Sunday, Monday. How many Sudeis does he have to eat? 2 meals. So the Mele, if he already has 40 meals, So Mele, he doesn't get anything from the Kupen fund that week. But there is aloch at all. What is the reason as to why the Kupen fund is obligated to accommodate every oni with the meals for the week? Why? Because of the mitzvah zdokin. The mitzvah zdokin. And as the Radva says, there are 2 aspects in zdokin. There is a mitzvah of zdokin that is incumbent upon every yochid, and there is a mitzvah of zdokin that is incumbent upon the tzibur. Yeah, I mean, when the Kupen fund provides every gives relief to every oni. So that's on the basis of the mitzvah zloken that is incumbent upon the tibur. Not the mitzvah zloken incumbent upon the yochid. As far as the mitzvah zloken incumbent on the yochid to let him go to the rich people, I mean, so that's not the obligation of the kupe fund. The kupe fund is based upon the mitzvah of zloken that is incumbent upon the tibur. Now, the Gemara says in Ksuvos that the mitzvah of zloken implies they machsir rashi achsalai apiru sus liyotipolo v'yevel morzol. In other words, what does it mean? What does it mean? I mean, they machsir rashi achsalai. So, of course, every oni has to be provided with all the necessities of life. But, let's say, we give him, someone gives an oni enough money to have the necessary meals every day. But, he would like to eat steak 3 times a day. He would like it. There are certain people who eat steak 3 times a day. Suppose the oni is very eager to eat steak 3 times a day. So, and he asks the Oshir, he should provide him with money for that. The Oshir, but he will. So this is what the Sikhi says, and it's the Gemara in Ksuvos also. They machsir ashiyach sovereign. Avor inatum mitzuvel ashir. You're not mechuyev to make a person rich. You're not mechuyev to make a person rich. In other words, suppose someone comes to Moshiach, he's a millionaire, he's a generous person, and he wants to be the kind of mitzvah zloket, and then another person comes to him, and he asks him for a donation. So let's say Moshiach gives him money, and then he says, but I would like to buy a Cadillac. I need $5,000 to buy a Cadillac. So the Osher is not clear to give him money to buy a Cadillac. But suppose that only happened to be a millionaire, and because of a crash, let's say, in the stock market, he became impoverished, and he has no car. So then, if he had been accustomed in the course of the years to lead a certain life, So I mean, in modern lingo also, sus liyotipol, very normal for not means a car and a chauffeur. Let's say, suppose he doesn't know how to drive a car. And he had a chauffeur and then he became impoverished, and he doesn't have a car, and he doesn't have a sus. So you are mechuyev with the raisi to provide him with a sus, and very normal for not, that's like a chauffeur in a car. So only if that person had been accustomed. If that person had been accustomed to have a sus and then have a talk with one another. And then it became impoverished, we have to accommodate him with that. But if the person was never accustomed to have a sus, so we are not mechuye, the mitzvah of zloken doesn't imply that we should provide him with a sus. So in other words, that's the halacha. They machzir ashiyach zalei, avu miyato mitzuve lashir. But if he was accustomed to live a certain life, and then became impoverished, we are mechuyev to restore him to the same standard of living. That's a chiyuv d'raisa. That's a part and parcel of the mitzvah of zloken, of the mitzvah of zloken. So the question is this: since there is halacha, every Jew is mechuyev. Every Jew is mechuyev to each other's. So in Rav Akiva only says if the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Shavuot Shudes is by humiliating himself and by being chazal asochim, so it's a ptur. But Shavuot Shudes for every Jew, this is routine. So Mele, why do we say that if a person, why does the Mishnah say the pain? That if a certain one has 14 suddes, has enough for 14 suddes, so he's not entitled to any relief from the kupe fund. Why? Because he's not an oni. True, he's not an oni. But if the mitzvah of tzedakah, or the mitzvah of tzedakah don't imply that you are mechuyev to provide every person with enough so that he would be able to live a life. But there is a halacha of the machzir ashiyach zalei. Avu sus liyotipolo v'evroz ufono. So, showing students on Shabbos is certainly a necessity from the point of view of the machzir.
Even a kontravakile. A kontravakile is not mechuye to humiliate himself, so he's not mechuye. But he will still be lacking something that is an ordinary need of every Jew. Of every Jew. So, mele, the Kupe fund should give him enough money to have the Maxima Shriach Saleh. Now, so, let's see the psukim that from which the Gemara and the Sifri deduces all these halachot. Now, that's in the center of the area. Now, ki yiyeh v'choyeh v'yachad achar v'yachad sh'olecho v'artzecho ashar v'shem v'kehu n'yisro v'yisam mitzes v'yvobcho v'yisik mitzes yotcho v'achicho evi ki v'seyach tiktach es yotcho loi v'havit aviten dey machsir ashiyach zore hishom v'cho v'yiyeh dobo v'yvobcho v'yaw v'yimei kovosh v'sashem v'sashem v'shmito v'yimcho v'achicho evi v'yisik loi v'yikom v'olecho v'yishem v'yoyim v'cho chen. Why does the posik talk about Shmita? The answer is because the mitzvah of Zdoke does not consist exclusively of giving a donation. Sometimes the mitzvah of Zdoke consists of giving a loan to a person. So, and so in many ways, the Torah says, Yishon Locho Peyim Dabar Mothliyah. So, Voyim Nosim Kitele. Veloyim Alivov Cho Bisit Choloi. Kibigo Adom Razei Yorach Adishan Lekeho Bechol Masecho Bechol Mishon Lekeho. Kibigo Yerdal Evi Mikerev Oretz. אל תינוניך מצד חולים מהם. פסיח תפתח את יות חול או הכריחו להניח או לבין חול ביצר. Isn't there a... I mean, superficially it appears that the Torah repeats the same halacha. I mean, in posing, חס, the Torah says, כי פסיח תפתח את יות חולים, והבית עליתנו, די מחסיר אשר יחולי. And then, in posing you down it. כי לא ירד הלב יהיה מקרב אורץ, אל תינוניך מצב חולים מהפסיח תפתח את יות חולו הכריחו להניח ולהניח בצד. Why this reputation? I mean, no one raises that question, but it seems to me that here we have the mocking for the Shiris Rambam. The Rambam says that the Radbaz points it out explicitly that there are two mitzvahs of Zdokin. There are two mitzvahs of Zdokin. There is a mitzvah of Zdokin that is incumbent upon Yochi, and there is a mitzvah of Zdokin that is incumbent upon Tzibo. And the Rambam has a separate Perek. In Perek Zion, he discusses the aspect of the mitzvah of Yochi, incumbent upon Yochi, and in Perek Tes, he doesn't discuss the mitzvah of Zdokin that is incumbent upon Yochi. But the whole setup, Kupe Tamche, the Tzibo. So that's not the Takalis Chachom. It's in the rice. It's in the rice. So in other words, they are from, so the Rambam says that according to the Rambam there are two aspects of Zdokeh, a mitzvah of Zdokeh of the Yochim and the mitzvah of Zdokeh of the Tzibo. And we said that the mitzvah of Zdokeh of the Tzibo is based upon the fact of Tzir of the Yoyim. So if it is a Tzir of the Yoyim, so then without the mitzvah they could fall. But because of the mitzvah, so there is a mitzvah also. So there will be not to be this. Whether it is just the Sus Kriya Sayyidahana, even if there hadn't been a mitzvah incumbent upon the Tzibur, even if there hadn't been a mitzvah incumbent upon the Tzibur, so there still could be a Kriya, but an account of the special mitzvah that is incumbent upon the Tzibur, or the comment upon the Tzibo, so there is clear because of the mitzvah. It seems, so, from the Rambam Shikin is, as the Radbaz points out, that there are two mitzvahs that rise up. Two aspects. One, an aspect of Zdoke in comment upon Yochim, and an aspect of Zdoke in comment upon the Tzibo. We have to say that Rav Netan, so, the Tramitam Shikha is not like that. The Tramitam Shikha is that as far as the mitzvah, the mitzvah is concerned, so it's a mitzvah incumbent only upon the Yochit. There is incumbent upon the Yochit. there is no mitzvah chiyuvis in Kotel Tapanitzibo. But Tam will be made there. Just as there is a keach kriyeh ligabe chemo leiyah, is there a mitzvah incumbent upon the tzibur to contribute towards the building of a fortress? So that is chushchein. In other words, it's fair of leiyah. So there is chushchein. So memele supporting the leiyah is also chushchein. Supporting the leiyah is also chushchein. Is also chushchein. But we have to say, as we explained, Rabbatam Shiki means that there is no Kriya Mitzvah Zdoki. Why? Because it's what it's called Mitzvah. So, how was Rabbi Kefir Rabbi Moshe? So Rabbatam says two things. Either the Kriya was Bidvori, or the Hochle Kibu Aleim Shiro Kefir Sanagah. The Hochle Kibu Aleim Shiro Kefir Sanagah. So we raise the question, why does Rabbi Tam have to resort to the fact that the Bnei Uriya will make up upon themselves, that the Gabbai should be able to be kefe, everyone who refuses to contribute towards the Zochepon? So we said that there is a distinction between Bishar V'chemo and Zochepon, because Bishchemo to the year without a decision by the Bnei Uriya is considered as an indispensable need of the whole area. Mashenke, Zdokeh, the support of the Ani, so when is it considered an indispensable need of all the Bnei Uriya if the Bnei Uriya decide to feel that way? But if the Bnei Uriya don't feel that way, so then it's not considered an indispensable need of the whole community. Oh, but the question is this. Bishleimi, if we say that there is no special mitzvah incumbent upon the tzibur, and the schuz, but there is a schuz kriya, like if they say, libnis bischimo bishah. So mele, we can say, we understand that only there is a kabbalah by the Bnei, there is a decision by the Bnei, that this is a terrible. But if without a decision by the Bnei, that this is its own career, so it's not its own career. There is a difference between a fortress. A fortress, so without a decision by the Bnei, we know that this is an indispensable need of all the Bnei, because if the year doesn't have a chemo, so then it's exposed to the possibility of attack by pirates every day. Mashiach came, supporting the Bnei is an indispensable need of the Bnei, if the Bnei decide that way. But if they don't decide that way, it's not. But if we are going to say, as the Rambam Shittim, that apart from the Schus Kri of Shchein, there is a special mitzvah incumbent upon the tzibur. So if it's a special mitzvah incumbent upon the tzibur, why is it necessary? Why is it necessary for the Bnei Uriya to have a Kabbalah Shirkei Valeh? Now, there is a Tisefte, that Bnei Uriya can give each other Tisefte or Basra, the first period. That Kefi Bnei Uriya live in Islam with a Knesset of Isabel. So, there we don't have, so in other words, Bnei Uriya can force each other to contribute towards the building of the Bisakneses and Bisamedrash. Bisakneses means Yeshua, synagogue, and Bisamedrash means Yeshiva, that's what Bisamedrash means. So in other words, because that's also its own ceremony. So we see that in the halachim, the schush chayim, does not only imply a physical and material indispensable need of the new year, so there is a schush chayim, but even a spiritual and a moral indispensable need of all the new year, there is also a schush chayim, because Bisakneset Bisamedrash is an indispensable need of all the Bnei on a spiritual level, not on a material level. On a material level, it's not an indispensable need. So, and over there, Rabbi Tam wouldn't say, that only if it's Kibu Aleim Shirki. The Tisefka doesn't say that Kibu Aleim. So, apparently, Rabbi Tam Shiti is, that there is no special mitzvah incumbent upon tzibur. If there had been a special mitzvah, a mitzvah chiyuvis incumbent upon the tzibur, so then it should be considered as a sin of neoyir without kabbalah by the very. Without kabbalah by the very. The fact that Rav Netam says that it's only considered an indispensable need of the neoyir if there is a kabbalah indicates that according to Rav Netam there is no special chiyuv incumbent upon the tzibur. Because if there had been a special chiyuv incumbent upon the tzibur, so maybe it's a sin of neoyir. Because it's their chiyuv, it's a chiyuv incumbent upon the tzibur. Why? The people of the city have to take a vote as to whether they should fulfill a certain mitzvah that is incumbent upon them. So apparently, Rav Netam Shita is that as far as the mitzvah of stocking is concerned, so the chiyuv is incumbent only upon Yochid. Rav Netam also related that there is a mitzvah kiyumis by the tzibur, because that's the halacha that the Gemara mentions, zdoko terevim gay. So in other words, so what does it mean terevim gay? Now it becomes, the tzibur becomes, the people, the whole collective, becomes elevated by giving tzibur. So there is certainly a mitzvah kiyumis by the tzibur in tzibur. But, whereas according to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah, just as there is a mitzvah chiyuvis incumbent upon each and every yochid, so there is a mitzvah chiyuvis incumbent upon the tzibur. Rav Netam Shita is not. There is a mitzvah chiyuvis incumbent upon the yochid, and the tzibur there is only mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not a terem again. But there is no mitzvah chiyuvis incumbent upon the tzibur. But there is a keach kriye. If the tzibur decides that to force one another to contribute towards the communal fund, so then it becomes a tzir of the year. But if there had been a mitzvah chiyuvis, so then by itself, automatically, it's a facto, it would become a tzir chatzibur, because it's a chiyuv of the incumbent upon the tzibur. So, from Rav Netam it appears, there is no mitzvah chiyuvis incumbent upon the tzibur. But, there is still a keach kriye. So only if the Neoyir decide that way, then it becomes an indispensable need of the tzibur. But if the Neoyir feel that it's not indispensable for the community to support the poor of the city, so then it's not the tzibur. It's not the tzibur of the Neoyir. It's not the tzibur. Oh, but according to the Rambam, there are two mitzvahs. So according to the Rambam, we can understand as to why the Torah repeats. In Posik Ches, the Torah says, Ki posiach tiftaches yot holoi, ve'avit avitenu, deimachse rashi yachzal. Then in Posik Yudalev, the Torah again says, Ki lo yad alevi mikerav oretz, al kei noneichi mitzav kolei meya, posiach tiftach es yot cho, ve'ochicho la'niecho ulevyeicho be'atzach. Ulevyeicho be'atzach. So why this repetition? Why this repetition? The answer is, Posik Ches, according to the Rambam, is expressive of the mitzvah of Zdokeh that is incumbent upon the Yochid. So, Ki Posik Tiftach Es Yot Cholei V'Avit Avitenu, Dei Machzir Asher Yachzor. And so here, from this Posik of Dei Machzir Asher Yachzor, so Rashi says that in more exuberance in the Sifri, Dei Machzir V'yatom Yitzur Rashi. In other words, suppose a certain person, he is a poor man, and you give him enough to support himself. He should have an apartment, he should have clothes, but he would like to have a car. You're not going to give him a car just because he would like to have a car. He doesn't want to use the subway every day. So you're not going to do that. They must say Rashi Yachzalei, V'yatom Yitzur Rashi. But Hashem Yachzalei, Afilu Sus Nirkipolo, the Eved Lowe's upon him. So the Moing Suvis tells the story, an interesting story about Hilma Zotti. There was a certain Ben David who was very rich and then became impoverished and he lost all his nechosim. So Hilma gave him everything. But when he was rich, so he had his Sus. So he came to Hilma and said, I have no Sus. So Hilma gave him his Sus. Then he came to Hilma and said, he said, but I don't know how to drive the horse. So I had a servant lowers the funnel. So Hillel, he was able to find someone who lowers the funnel, so he himself did a job. Hillel has up. Because the Gemara exudes that Samach Lo. Because of Dei Machzir Asher Yachzalei. So there is a loch of Dei Machzir Asher Yachzalei, even over and above the indispensable needs of the person. Just because this man was accustomed to ride on a horse and with a servant, loads were fun off, so it doesn't mean that riding on a horse is an indispensable need. I mean, this is a luxury. But this particular person was accustomed to it. So now that he was deprived, so there is a chiyuv of Dei Machzir Asher Yachzalei. But, so that we learn out from the pasuk Dei Machzir Asher Yachzalei. Afilu sus lir gemalo, v'eved lo rotzo tomo. Eved lo rotzo. That's in the pasuk Ches. The Torah says Dei Machzir Asher Yachzalei. And in pasuk Ches, the Torah doesn't say the fact that there will always be a need in your city. But here, in Pasuk Yudalet, the Torah says, Kilo Yerdal Evyei Mikerev Oretz, Al Kenonechi Mitzav Chorei Meir, Poseach Tiftach Es Yotcho, Lo Chicho Lan Yecho Ulevyein Cho Be'atzech, Ulevyein Cho Be'atzech. So here the Torah says, Kilo Yerdal Evyei Mikerev Oretz. So in other words, Pasuk Yudalet is expressive of the mitzvah that is incumbent upon the tzibur. And as far as the mitzvah that is incumbent on the tzibur is concerned, so there is no chiyuv. As far as the mitzvah that is incumbent upon the yochid is concerned, so it's not only, doesn't apply only to anyone in your city. Let's say, suppose a rich man here in Chicago gets a call that there is a poor Jew in Australia who needs money very badly, and he's in a position to help him out. He's mechuyev with the Isaac to provide him with the money if he's able to do it. So it applies to all Jews, whether he's in your city or he's not in your city. There is a din gdime and a yechokeimi, all right, but it applies to all Jews. Mashenkin, the mitzvah that is incumbent upon the tzibur, so there is no mitzvah incumbent upon the tzibur in Chicago to support the aniyim of his city all over the world. That's mitzvah that is incumbent upon the yochid. But as far as the mitzvah that is incumbent, as certainly from the point of view of tzorch eliyah, so when it's considered a tzorch eliyah, the support of the aniyim of that particular city, not that there will be a schus kri of shchemim to support the anim of another city, just as the bnei oyir of one city have no schus kri to force the residents of this city to contribute towards the building of a fortress of another city. There is no such a word. So memele mitzad from the point of view of the mitzvah of zloken and coming of bani yochim. So it applies to the anim of another city too. So here, Pasuk Yudalev is really expressive of the mitzvah that's incumbent upon the tzibur. Tzibur. So the Torah says, "Kol yerdalev yim kerovoret." So memele al kimanich mitzav cholim mir poseach tiftach es yot cholo achi cholan yecho ulevyin chobi arzecho. It's only the chiyuv that is incumbent upon the tzibur applies only to the anim of that city. But there is no chiyuv incumbent upon the tzibur, upon the tzibur as a tzibur to support the anim of another city. Only the anim of that city. So of course, from the point of view of the sechus chayim, it certainly only applies to the anim of that city. But even from the point of view of the mitzvah, the chayitzel is incumbent upon the tzibur. Now, in this pasuk, so in pasuk Ches, the Torah says, Dei Machzir Asher Yachzalei, from which we deduce after the sus lir gemalov, the eved lo rotzo tomo. So suppose the Torah didn't say Dei Machzir Asher Yachzalei, and the Torah had said in pasuk Ches, just ki foseach tiftach es yot choloi, the avet aviten, Dei Machzir Asher Yachzalei. Suppose the Torah had said in pasuk Ches, ki foseach tiftach es yot choloi, the avet aviten. That's all. No Dei Machzir Asher Yachzalei. Then there wouldn't be a loche of sus lir gemalov, the eved lo rotzo tomo. The only reason is why there is a chiyuv to provide, to accommodate a person who became impoverished, even with the luxuries to which he was accustomed, is because of the pasuk of De Machzir Ashiyasa. Now, where does the Torah say De Machzir Ashiyasa? In connection with pasuk Ches. But the Torah does not say in connection with pasuk, in pasuk Yudalot, the Torah doesn't say De Machzir Ashiyasa. Now there is a mitzvah of stocking for invitation. So the Mechaschinuch says, and it's mistaken like that, that in regard to invitation there is no aloche of sus mirgivol of ever blows the fun. Suppose a invitation. So he was very rich and he was accustomed to have a sus, and now he became impoverished. He doesn't have a sus. We're not required to provide him with a sus, because this halacha of the sus is mentioned in Pasuk Ches. There it says, Ochicho ki yeh mechoevim, miachad achecho, biachad shorecho, biachad alashem ulkecho meizimoch, v'yisamitz v'vokosim liyotcho miyochicho evim, ki posiyach es tiftach es yot choloi, v'amit amitelu dey machzir asher yachzalei. Not the so it's an extra chiyu ligabe yochicho, and that is mentioned in the expression the machzir ashiyachzalei. But in pasuk yudalev, the Torah just says pasiach tiftach. Let's yotcho leyochicho aniyecho levyincho beatzecho. So first of all, only beatzecho. The chiyu that's incumbent upon the tzibur applies only to the anim of that city, but there is no chiyuv incumbent upon the tzibur here to support the anim of another city. Of course, every Jew here has the chiyuv of Yochid, so it's mechuyev to support, and not in Australia too. But as far as the chiyuv that is incumbent upon the tzibur, it only applies to the anim of Israel. So, and that's the reason is why the Torah says, "Kilo yerda levim kerabah." In other words, you are required to support your own anim. The tzibur, the Torah directs itself, addresses itself to the tzibur. Now, in Pasuk Yudalev, the Torah doesn't say, "Poseach titach zot rochicho aniach levimcho beratzecho, din machzir asher yachzalei." Just says, "Poseach titach." So that means the tzibur is required to accommodate with the basic necessities. The tzibur is not required to accommodate every oni with all the luxuries to which it has been accustomed, only with the basic necessities. With the basic necessities. So, there is no aloha of the machzir asher yachzalei in the chiyuv stocking incumbent upon the tzibur. So, that's it. That is the reason. That is the reason as to why the aloha in the Mishnah says in Peir. That is the reason as why the Mishnah says in Peir. The Mishnah says in Peir that Mishin Eishlei Mosin Yudalei Tzudei is Lohibam Nakupe. Lohibam Nakupe. Why? Because if he has, because Kupe is only for Dani, for the Dani. But there is a Locha Dei Machzir Asher Yachzalei. The answer is the Chiyuv of Tzedakah that is incumbent upon Yochim is not. Does not apply only to Anim. It applies to Ashirim too. The Machzir Ashiyachzalei, even Ashirim. Now, so that applies, for example, the Sifri says, the Machzir Ashiyachzalei, lo yizu isho, v'cheinu eimeir, esalei is a kinev. So in other words, so that comes within the chiyuv of Zdoke, to marry off, to shat off. If somebody hasn't get married, so every Jew is mechuyev if he is in the position to shat chinov. That's also the maaseh ashiyachzalei, not to get married. So he's mechuyev, but there is no halacha that the tzibur, the Rambam doesn't mention it in Perek Tes. This halacha that is incumbent upon the yochi, the Rambam mentions in Perek Tayin. But this halacha in Perek Tes, where he discusses the chiyuv of zdoke, that is incumbent upon the tzibur, the Rambam doesn't mention that the tzibur is mechuyev to open up the shatchanes bureau in order to marry off all the bachelors and all the girls, because that is implicit in the pasuk of Dei Machzir Asher Yachzalei. That's an integral part of the mitzvah of tzoke that is incumbent upon the yochid. And the mitzvah of tzoke that is incumbent upon the yochid applies not only to anim. Of course, anim are, most of the time, anim are in need of being accommodated, the nashir. But it applies to an oshir as well. If an oshir, let's say, needs help, he has to be accommodated to a certain need, one might be a multi-millionaire, and he might need help. So the mitzvah of tzedakah applies to it. Masha'inke, the mitzvah that is incumbent upon the tzibur, that applies only to him. That is expressed in Pasuk Yudalot. Kiluyeh talevi nikera rovet. Alkin aneichem mitzav cholei mea, poseach tiftach es yotcho, lohichho, laniecho, levincho vatzach. It doesn't apply to Hashem. So, who is an oni? Who is an oni? By definition, as far as food is concerned, one who does not have enough meals, the minimum meals, does not have for the week, he is an oni. But if he has 40 meals, so then he is not an oni in respect to food. So, in Melech, there is no chiyuv. That's why he is not. That's why the Mishnah says in Pele that if someone needs an oni, and it's a question of how many sudas he should get, so then he gets mozi shoni sudas, because that's his need. Alright. What is that for? It is. Or chosegnu ule, so there is a machlik between Rashi and the Rav. According to Rashi, ule here is not a name. Sometimes ule is a name of a name. Ule here means a youngster, someone who is very young, So, or a baby. So he wasn't a baby at that time, but it has reference to the days when he was a baby, when the mother had to nurse him. So according to Rashi, so Ule here is reference to Rashi Shes, and according to the Rav and Tesis, Ule here is reference to Rabachavde. To Rabachavde. Now, so Rabachavde. So Omar, how do you see Shdoyoli Ule? So this was told to me by a youngster who perverted the ways of his mother. So that's from that passage we see that. וחבגת אינים כל צדקסי מה בגד זה כל נימו ונימו מסתרפס לבגד גודו אבסטוקו כל פוטו ופוטו מסתרפס לחשבן גודו. Now it's a little strange, we have to mention psukim. I mean, this is an arithmetical thing. I mean, it's common sense that puto puto mistarefes lechesh gadol. If you have many putes, it can even add up to $1 million. I mean, if you have many, many putes. So we have to mention posse. I mean, don't we know? I mean, what's the purpose of that posse? I mean, this is plain arithmetic. I mean, that it all depends how many putes you have. If you have 10 putes, so you don't add up to lechesh gadol. But if you have a million putes, so